And now from the register I have the deaths. Anthony George Booth, actor and campaigner, died peacefully at home on the 25th of September, aged 85. Terence Crossman died suddenly at home on the 28th of September, aged 69. Margaret Bolton, née Strongith Arm, died peacefully in hospital, aged 75, on the 30th of September. On the 2nd of October, Terence Edward Chivers died peacefully at Calderdale Royal Infirmary, aged 74. Edith Wheelwright, née Cockcroft, fell asleep forever on Wednesday the 4th of October. Brenda Clark, aged 78, died on the 6th of October at Overgate Hospice after a long illness which she had bravely borne. Sharon Evans passed away at home, aged 59. Tom Feather, aged 42, died suddenly after a road traffic accident on the 9th of October. Barbara Hasty, née Gibson, died aged 92 and is sadly missed. William Edward Short, known as Eddie, died peacefully at Calderdale Royal Hospital on the 10th of October, aged 88. Kenneth Sutcliffe, formerly of Hebden Bridge, died in Guildford on the 12th of October, aged 91. Bryn Allen, aged 84, died at home on the 14th of October. On the 15th of October, Albert Howarth died peacefully in hospital, aged 94. It is sadly announced that Maggie Hewell died suddenly but peacefully on the 17th of October. Fran Strange died peacefully at home with her family by her side on the 18th of October at the age of 62. On the 20th of October, Jack Grundy died peacefully in Overgate Hospice at the age of 88. Constance Wrigley died suddenly, but peacefully, on the 23rd of October, aged 97. John Otto Mitchell of Lower Kilnhurst Todmorden died peacefully, aged 90, at Deer Park View Care Home in Teddington on the 24th of October. Betty Barnes, aged 91, died peacefully in Ferneylee Residential Home on the 25th of October. June Hollinrake died peacefully at Blackburn Royal Infirmary on the 27th of October at the age of 91. Mikolai Panas, aged 95, also died peacefully on the 27th of October. On the 2nd of November, Alan Beckett Stansfield passed away peacefully at Pennine Lodge Care Home. Mary Irene Calvert died peacefully in Huddersfield Royal Infirmary on the 3rd of November, aged 88. Phyllis Walstow died aged 103 at Waterside Lodge, also on the 3rd of November. And finally, Elsie Dobby died peacefully at the Brackenbed Care Home on the 4th of November, aged 103, with a loving daughter by her side. And we do sincerely send our condolences to all who are bereaved.